You're listening to another episode of Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavin-Pell, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
And I'm Molly Livingstone, a comedian that's schwitzing in this heat. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about
why successful women have a hard time with relationships.
Yeah. And this successful woman has a new relationship. Just so you guys know, I have my baby. So when we're recording, if you hear a whining, it could be me or it could be the baby. So let's talk about successful women. Or it could be Scott. Scott pointed at himself. And that's our producer and magnificent editor, who's a whiner.
Right. So lots of times, I work with a lot of successful women who are trying to get into relationships, and lots of times they'll tell me things like they think they just haven't met the right one, or they think that there is no one out there for them. And there's a whole range of different theories that people throw out about why it is that successful women in particular have a hard time with relationships. One theory that a lot of people subscribe to is that they believe that successful women scare men away. And I actually do not buy that at all. I have my own theories. I mean, there might be some element of that, but I think that there's a lot more behind that that actually makes it challenging for successful women to get into relationships.
Okay.
What do you think, Molly?
I think that successful women nowadays are emotionally they're consumed by work and life and enjoying their own single exciting lives, that it can be hard to date when dating becomes disappointing and finding time. And I think the whole social media, Tinder, the what turns you on, turns you off very quickly has affected everybody's relationships and dating. And so I think that plays a bigger role. But like, I have a very successful friend in New York who, the idea of dating, it's like you want to be as successful at dating as the rest of your life. And if you're not going to be, then let's put that on pause and work on all the other things in my life going on that are successful.
I think you've actually hit every single point that I'm going to make on the head. I'm going to just tease out what you've said.
Okay.
Okay. One of the things you said is that women who are successful like to do what feels good for them and what feels natural for them, and what feels good for them is their career. Yeah. So they go for that above and beyond the relationship, which maybe feels like something that they're not as good at. So if they don't feel as good at relationships and dating as they do at their career, they sort of take refuge in their career, and they put all of their energy and all of their efforts into the career.
By the way, I would add, as a woman that is married, I do the same thing with my work, meaning I also feel that sometimes my work, because I can be passionate about it, is very easy to escape in, where dealing with relationships is the harder challenge.
Excellent point, Molly. That is a very excellent point. That, yes, successful married women do that too. And that often does become a problem in relationships, because then our husbands start to feel like they're not as important to us, or they feel that they don't have as much time with us and all that sort of thing. So that's a great, great point. Okay, so but back to single successful women who are just trying to get into relationships. So by throwing themselves into their career, they actually have less time and energy for building the relationship.
Definitely.
And then they get really frustrated that they don't have as much time as they'd like to invest in finding and creating love. And then this buildup of frustration often becomes this part of a vicious cycle, which holds them back from creating a successful relationship. So they start to get into a relationship, let's say, and then things don't go as well as they would like. So then they start to put more of their time, their effort into their career. And the more they put more time and effort into their career, the less time they have for the relationship. And then if they are in a relationship or they're starting a relationship, the relationship starts to suffer. The person that they were with says, you know what, you don't have enough time for me. You don't have enough energy for me. Goodbye. And then the relationship just dies and crumbles, or crumbles and dies, as it were.
Yes. I will say, going back to this particular friend, just to give a real example, is when she feels like, okay, I'm going to invest, so tell me when you're available. This is what my week is like. I have Monday night or Thursday afternoon. And if that person, if that guy, she dates guys, I want to clarify, if he doesn't get back to her in time, it's like, okay, not happening.
You're off.
If I'm going to invest and here I am putting myself out there and you're not reciprocating, we're done here.
Right. So that actually leads me to another point, which is that a lot of successful women are used to using the rational parts of their brain, the thinking parts of their brain, and they kind of switch off their feelings. Right?
Yeah.
So they get very into black and white stuff, black and white thinking when it comes to dating. And so if the guy isn't doing it for them right there, right then they just kind of just shut off, which is what it sounds like it happens to this friend of yours. And so when they block off their feelings, they block off their ability to love and to connect, right? Mm. And you need time to do that. That's sort of the emotions. You can't just switch them on and off. It's not like a rational thought, which you could just kind of do in like little doses when it's convenient for us. Love actually does take time to build. And you're not always going to be in sync at exactly the same time. And so sometimes one of you is going to be a little bit more on, one of you is going to be a little bit more off, and you need to see each other in different times and different situations. And so you need that time to really build the connection with each other. And so if you're trying to, and if you're trying to rationalize every single part of the relationship and every single part of the person, you're never going to feel anything for them. So that's another thing that a lot of successful women do, is they just use one part of the brain rather than the entire part of their brain.
I think that they could sometimes use the other part of their brain, but mm-hmm. it might be at the wrong times. For example, mm-hmm. when you see everyone else getting married or being in deep relationships mm-hmm. and then you're not, I do think the emotional side comes out, meaning, but it's very critical.
Yes.
It's the, what's going on? I'm the one that wanted to be married first. Everyone else is getting married. I still don't even have anybody. I do put myself out there. Yeah. There are chumps and I'm not like finding the right guy. Yeah. And then it's this very sad place.
Yeah.
So their emotion does come out.
Yeah. But sometimes they don't know how to express that, or they get scared of expressing that stuff. And then they hide from that back into their job rather than fueling it into the relationship. So they might have emotions, but they're not actually using it to build the relationship. They're actually running from it. Mm. Okay. So that's another thing to point out. So a third thing that I've noticed is that successful women are often looking for a partner to be as successful as they are.
Yeah.
And that is a challenge because let's face it, there's a lot more successful women out there now. They're eating up a lot of the great jobs. So the job market just doesn't have enough space for that many successful people. And you can measure success in a lot of different ways. And unfortunately, not everybody does.
Right. It's more how much do you make?
Right. Exactly. And if you think about it, you know, back in the 50s when men were very successful, they weren't expecting women to be as equal breadwinners, not at all. There was a big discrepancy in terms of the money-making factor. And women can do that too, but they just often choose not to. Yeah. And that choice is really limiting their pool.
Well, and to be fair, also from the other side, a lot of men will feel intimidated by a woman that has the better job. And so if that's the case, even if these women could be open to that, a lot of the men will shut down also and not date someone.
That's one thing, but sometimes women are making them feel bad about not earning as much and they'll throw it in their faces. That's another thing, right?
Maybe. But I do think that there are successful women that say, I would love a guy that could be a stay-home dad. I would love a man that could support me and, you know, appreciates what I do. And he doesn't. So I do see both sides of that.
I mean, it's great if that could happen, but women need to really verbalize that. If a successful woman really is happy to have a man who's a stay-at-home dad and feel successful in that part of his life and be able to do that, then she really needs to be very verbal about that. And I would be putting that up front and center in my online dating profile and Tinder profile and all that sort of thing.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Why not?
I don't know.
Why not?
I just think it's weird.
I don't think so at all. I think that would be a real turn on. If that's what they're really looking for, they should just...
I'm looking for a guy that likes to sit on the couch all day, maybe eat a bag of Doritos.
What mother sit on the couch all day? Come on.
Okay.
I don't care what you're doing. I don't know any stay-at-home moms who are sitting there tuchas.
Right.
I mean, not in this country anyway.
I guess you want to say, I'm looking for a man that can be, what's qualities are important is being very supportive and a partner.
Yeah.
Supportive, not financially necessarily, but emotionally.
Or, you know, or just have a career that's maybe a little bit different, that's off the beaten track.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, exactly the same career that they've chosen, or the same type of career path that they've chosen.
Right.
And one thing that we talked about in a previous episode was about difference. And being able to embrace that difference is something that can actually help then make the relationship that much more functional and robust. So successful women need to think about the skill set that they bring to a relationship and think about what might be missing for them and what they might need. They might need a softer guy. They might need a guy who's going to be able to do all the stuff that they just aren't able to do. And that would really make for a much better family.
Yeah. To wrap it up, a yin and a yang.
Exactly.
Yeah. So your advice.
So my advice is to basically acknowledge that relationships might be hard for whatever reason. Build awareness about what about relationships are challenging for you. Catch yourself when you find yourself running away and hiding behind work. and work through whatever is getting in the way.
Okay. So if you're a successful woman, do you agree? Do you want advice? Do you want to tell Mickey where she should put it? No, of course not. You can write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. Of course, share your thoughts with us. We're on Facebook as well, Jewish Coffee House. And of course, Mickey, if they want to contact you directly to ask for your therapy and relationship coaching and all that good stuff, what should they do?
You can find me on Mickey Lavinpell, MickiLavinpell.co.il.
This has been another episode of Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com.
Subscribe to this and other great podcasts at JewishCoffeeHouse.com. Real Relationships is a production of JewishCoffeeHouse.com.